Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show, he's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Oh, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
I love the show. Y'all keep it up.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Cam has had as good a spring training as anybody. He and Jeremy Pena, the two best springs. And there's a ball down the right field line. Fair ball. That's going to score at least one run. Jeremy Pena's on the move. Tony Perez, Chico waving him home. And Cam Smith heading for third. He is going to start out his Astros career in this stadium with a two RBI triple. And he is fired up.
Astros, bang! Let's go! Cam Smith's first at bat at now Daikin Field. Triple. Let's do this. Let's do this thing. We are Alex Bregman days away from opening day for our beloved Houston Astros. And Alex Bregman's not even on this team anymore. Nor is Kyle Tucker. I want not a little treat. I want a large treat. I want an aircraft carrier sized treat. Cam Smith's triple yesterday. Do it. It's time. It's time to make Cam Smith a part of the Houston Astros opening day roster. I don't want him in May. I don't want him in June. Service time, kiss my ass. Now! I want it now. I want the whole aircraft carrier. Cam Smith, let's make this thing happen. Let's get it started. Do it. I know that my references are rather dated. Sure, I'm quoting Emperor Palpatine circa 2005 in The Revenge of the Sith. But Emperor Palpy, what do we say about Cam Smith on the opening day roster?
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it. Do it. Or we could go to Starsky and Hutch starring Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson. Hey, remember when Ben Stiller's character put on a wig? He's got the streaks back. He looks like Tony Sirico, a.k.a. Paulie Walnuts on The Sopranos. You know what he kept saying over and over and over again as part of his character?
Do Seriously, do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it. Cam Smith, let's go. I don't care if you baseball people out there looking at me, my simple football guy self, and are thinking to yourself, you simpleton, you can't put Cam Smith on the opening day roster. Nope, he hit a triple yesterday at Daikin Park. That's basically a major league hit.
Oh, ball was against the Sugarland Space Cowboys.
Yeah, the first half, second half, and International League champions, the three-time champions of baseball last year. First half and second half of the minor league season in the Pacific Coast League, and then they beat the International League team. Boom. Cam Smith is ready to go. Do it. I do not care how illogical it might be, and I 100% know that I am doing this so I can get myself a big old treat. But Cam Smith's ready. Maybe not defensively. He did have a rough play in right field where he was trying to track down the ball. Didn't quite get there. Then he picks the ball up, throws it into third base. It was a nice throw in terms of its velocity, its speed, but it was inaccurate. Cam Smith, opening day. Let's make this happen. I'm Paul Gallant. It's the Paul Gallant Show. Happy Tuesday, March 25th, 2025. The most interactive sports talk show in town. 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in. You can join on YouTube at ESPN Houston. Sean Martinez says, you didn't even go with the Arnold Predator. Do it. That's true. Do it. Do it now. Get to the chopper. Get me the aircraft carrier. I don't know why he makes those grunting noises. the way that he does? Is it from all the lifting that he's done over the course of his life? But let's make this happen. King of Twitch, brother, I do not care that it was off of a AAA pitcher. Do not care. AAA, that's higher than AA, and that's probably where you're going to see Cam Smith start the season if all these baseball dorks get what they want. They don't want you to have fun, these baseball dorks. It's a baseball dork tradition, unlike any other. Baseball guys don't want you to have fun. They want you to watch the game with a very serious, serious look in your face. You're supposed to study it because, after all, baseball's the thinking man's game. Well, I want the fun person game, and the fun person game involves Cam Smith, who hit a triple yesterday, which is, for me, enough to have him make the opening day roster. Okay? B. Hannon comments, you can do it! Like from The Waterboy. Yeah. I think actually Rob Schneider says that in a great deal of Adam Sandler movies, if we're going to continue to make dated references that clearly indicate I'm a millennial. You can do it! 100%. Please. Please make it happen. So there you go. It's the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. And I want Cam Smith on the opening day roster. We're 2 days away. Let's make it happen. 713-780-3776 to call into text in. People want me to do the Arnold impersonation again. Was that a good Arnold impersonation, Sean? I don't know. Get to the chopper! Like, probably the grunts at the end by Arnold are a little bit more accurate. The same grunts that he made. Didn't he cheat on his lady with, like, a rather homely maid? I think he did. I don't know if that created star of the White Lotus, Patrick Schwarzenegger. I'd like to hope it didn't. And in case you missed it, if we have time, we might talk about something that happened in the most recent episode of The White Lotus. You know, I thought that I'd seen it all as far as things that can really gross me out on television with the entirety of the Game of Thrones series, between the gore and some of the incest things going on. I gotta say, I think that The White Lotus most recent episode, which was a very good one, might have taken the crown forever as far as creepiest and weirdest fictional things I've ever seen. Truly. And I say all that to tell you that while I didn't want to see that scene, I want to see Cam Smith in right field for the Houston Astros. Let's make this thing happen, man. HTXC1V on YouTube says, Paul might be an unk. Does that mean I'm old? I know that everyone calls Shannon Sharp unk. Shannon Sharp's a little older than me. I think he's getting closer and closer to 60. I am actually an unk, for what it's worth. The fun uncle, who never could settle down because he could never find somebody that he wanted to date. But the Astros are settling if they don't put Cam Smith in right field. Boom. Boom. We need to make this happen. King of Twitch says, Paul, I want Cam too, but remember your reactive CJ Stroud stuff. Oh, when he was one of the best rookies in NFL history, because he was his rookie year. And I was pretty early on them, and I was pretty right on that. Last year, not great. Took a step back. And something we'll also talk about on today's show. Given that it is now NFL draft season, it is time for people to hype up the Cam Wards, the Shedeur Sanders, maybe even the Quinn Ewers of the world. How long and what would it take for us to get back into the mode that, if you've listened to me long enough here in Houston, you have heard me get into when I start to get wandering eyes for young quarterbacks? When are we going to have hungry eyes for quarterbacks? What would it take from CJ Stroud in the foreseeable future? So that'll be on the table. And give me a legitimate argument to keeping Cam Smith off the opening day roster for the Houston Astros. And I'm sure you'll think of some of the most logical reasons you possibly can. I'm sure that you'll try your best to challenge me. You will try, but you're not going to make it happen because Cam Smith needs to be the Astros' starting right fielder to open up this season. I don't want it in a month, 2 months. I want it Thursday against the Mets, March 27th at Daikin Park, not Daikin Field. Oh, well, actually, you know what? I'm going to go back to calling it Enron Field. How about that? It's the Paul Gallant Show, most interactive sports talk show in Houston. 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in. You can join me on YouTube at ESPN Houston. You can join me on Twitch at ESPN975. Give me a reason to keep Cam Smith off the Astros opening day roster. And you want more sports in H-Town? Well, somebody not named Tillman Fertitta might hold the key to that. Stay put.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 in HD, 97.9 HD2. You're listening to The Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Yeah, I mean, I would just say I'm confident and I'm ready. That's really all I can say. And, you know, I don't make the decision, but I feel personally that I am ready. But at the end of the day, whatever happens, it's the right choice.
That should be the starting right fielder for the Houston Astros on opening day, which is Thursday. And sure, we've beaten this story to death. I mean, we've really beaten it. And we're at that point where we might even learn about whether or not Cam Smith makes the Astros opening day roster within the next 12 hours. Maybe we'd know by the end of the night. But I want Cam Smith on the opening day roster. And did you hear him talk right there? I'm confident and I'm ready. He's not demanding to be on the opening day roster. He didn't demand it. But he should be ready to go, I think, to open up the year. Not Santa on X tweeted at me, and he tagged Sean Mapes in it, and he said, please get Paul his meds. Guys, I'm fine. Honestly, I've only coughed a couple of times today. You know why? I'm no longer high on oak pollen. I'm high on a little thing called life, because Cam Smith tripled yesterday. On YouTube, Jared Trim comments, the Cam Smith situation feels like applying for an entry-level job but needing experience to the, quote, he hasn't faced big league pitching, end quote, people. How are we supposed to see it otherwise? Hashtag opening day camp. Yes, I agree. I agree. Double A. Someone had an interesting take on the text line. Keep Cam in the minors. I want to watch him at Sugarland Space Cowboys prices, not Houston Astros prices. Well, you'd probably see him at Corpus Christi prices. I suppose it could be fun to drive, 4 hours south to Corpus Christi to watch Cam Smith play for the Hooks? It could be fun driving all the way down there. Does Corpus Christi have a fun spring break scene? Truly, I wouldn't know. I know you go a little bit further south for South Padre Island. I also think I'm at the age, especially with the amount of silver in my hair now, where I would not be able to blend in. I'm going to look like Steve Buscemi with the skateboard over my shoulder. How do you do, fellow kids? So I don't know if it would be the most fun experience for me to go all the way down to Corpus Christi to watch him at Corpus Christi prices, because you still got the 4 hour drive or so. King of Twitch on Twitch says, I'm on board with Cam Smith in the majors, but you got to slowly get him acclimated to Major League Baseball. No, do it fast. Live your life fast. Live your life 100 miles per hour. You know, that's what you got to do. Cam Smith, let's make this bad boy happen. HTX Rhino says that if I were going to go down to Corpus Christi, Paul would be the old guy the teens are asking to buy them beer. Oh, man. Yeah, I don't even get ID'd anymore. I don't even get ID'd. Damn it, Mofo says that Cam Smith's swing reminds him of Ted Williams' swing, future Hall of Famer. I agree. Actually, it's like a combination of Babe Ruth and Hank Aaron and Barry Bonds. That's what a lot of people are saying. Not just me in this moment in time right now as inspired by a text. Everyone is saying that. Truly. So let's see it happen. let's put Cam Smith on the opening day roster for your and my Houston Astros. We do have an interesting story when it comes to potential addition of sports in Houston. Cron.com, not to be confused with the Houston Chronicle, brought up a local billionaire who's the top candidate to bring an NHL team to Houston. And I'm not talking about Tillman Fertitta, who is about to begin his ambassadorship in Italy, Gabagool, where he'll actually still, I guess, be involved with the Houston Rockets, but he is stepping down as CEO of Landry's. But we've got another billionaire, Dan either Friedkin or Friedkin. He's a Houston billionaire who was previously in talks to purchase the NBA's Boston Celtics, who were sold on Thursday of last week for $6.1 billion. Goodness gracious, that is a lot of money. With his first interest now off the board, Friedkin is pivoting from the hardwood to the ice as his second plan. The Friedkin Group has emerged as a strong ownership option to bring the National Hockey League to Houston should the league decide to expand, per ESPN's Emily Kaplan. Per Kaplan, the Friedkin Group has met with the NHL several times, and given many hockey owners have ties to the NBA, other owners are likely open to bringing him into the field. Friedkin has a majority stake in two European soccer clubs, Everton FC. Everton! Oh, that's fun. I had a Premier League phase, which I eventually abandoned because I realized I had to get up at Saturday morning at 8 a.m. to watch games and thought to myself, that's a little bit too much. I did pick Everton because they had cool uniforms and they had the little castle logo, but yeah, there's no Tim Howard anymore. There's no Lukaku. But they own the Friedkin Group, a majority stake in Everton and AS Roma of Serie A. Ooh. A hockey team, as far as the last NHL transaction, was $1.2 billion. Okay. So it would probably cost a little bit more than that. But he's based in Houston. He's a Rice guy. He has an estimated net worth of $7.5 billion. He owns Gulf States Toyota, which is a vehicle supplier that provides thousands of vehicles to dealerships. He also owns the Auberge. Okay. And a couple other things, too. He's behind Academy Award-nominated projects like The Mule. Is that the Clint Eastwood movie? I think I saw that one. All the Money in the World, The Square, and The Killers of the Flower Moon. Killers of the Flower Moon was disappointing. It was really slow, dragged out. I wasn't the biggest fan of that one. So if the NHL expands, it would probably bring in two clubs, brought in Vegas in 2017, brought in Seattle in 2021. Other markets, Atlanta, they're going to do a third team in Atlanta. New Orleans, Omaha, Kansas City, and Cincinnati have also been mentioned. Well, one of those cities, Houston, is not like the others. I guess you could put Atlanta in the same conversation as Houston. But New Orleans, Omaha, Kansas City, Cincinnati, small towns. I don't know if it would work out so well there. I'm Paul Gallant. It's the Paul Gallant Show, the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. You want to jump in, you can at 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in. You can join on YouTube at ESPN Houston. You can join on Twitch at ESPN 975. Do you want to feel better about a trade the Houston Astros made last year? Remember when the Astros traded a couple of minor leaguers that we liked for Yusei Kikuchi, and then they let Yusei Kikuchi walk? Now he's with the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. I think he's their opening day starter. Well, Joey Loperfido and Jake Bloss, who were part of that trade, did not make the Toronto Blue Jays opening day roster. I still miss them, though. It's possible to say, yeah, all right, you didn't really miss out in moving on from Loperfido and moving on from Bloss. You didn't really miss out, but you still had to give up a lot for a rental who you didn't bring back. A rental who did really well for you to the point where you wanted to bring him back. if it was possible. And I think it would have been possible. How much did he actually sign for with the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim? I don't think it was all that much. Yusei Kikuchi contract. Angels. 3 years, $63 million. Well, damn it. You got Jose Abreu. You got Rafael Montero. You got a couple of guys that are just ruining everything for our Houston Astros when it comes to building the best possible roster they can, spending the most possible money that they can. But Cam Smith, guys, is going to fix all of it. Also of note, yesterday at Daikin Park, you might have seen Jose Altuve in the batting cage. Did you see who put his left arm over his shoulder and was talking to him while Altuve was in the batting cage? Someone who might know a thing or two about moving into left field at a bizarre point in your career, Craig Biggio. He's put his arm around him. It was a very tender bro embrace. Put his hand on his shoulder, pulled him in, and I'm wondering what kind of advice he told him in left field. Probably it was, hey, if there's a runner on third and the ball's hit to you, catch it before you throw it, because it's key to first catch the ball before you then throw the ball. And maybe someday you'll be able to tag a guy out who's going from third base to home. I'm Paul Gallant. It's the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. The Twitch points out, yes, that was a Joe George sighting. Joe George, he's still among us. He's just not doing the show anymore. And we're very happy he's still at the station. You can join us on YouTube at ESPN Houston. You can join us on Twitch at ESPN 97.5. And you can call in 713-780-3776 to call to text. Coming up next, in case you missed it, everything that you might have missed in the world of sports over the weekend. Lots of coaches talking after the NCAA tournament. But the most controversial thing that took place was not something a coach said. It was something a psycho PR guy said. You'll hear it on the other side. Stay put.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Did you catch everything this weekend in the world of sports and beyond? Neither did we.
I do not recall that, okay?
It doesn't ring a bell.
Sorry, I have no recommendation of that.
No idea.
Absolutely not.
And now, in case you missed it, with Gallant and George.
We're down to the Sweet 16 in the NCAA tournament. The biggest controversy of the weekend had nothing to do with anything that took place on the court. It took place as somebody was walking off the court. We all know that UConn head coach Dan Hurley, coach of the formerly two-time defending national champions, is a rather emotional guy. You see the interview he did with Tracy Wolfson after the game. He almost came off as someone you could be empathetic to. But as he walked off the court, he went further viral for saying this about referees and how they treated his Huskies. What he said was, I hope they don't bleep you like they bleeped us. I hope they don't do that to you, Baylor. It's Dan Hurley being Dan Hurley, right? Honestly, I didn't think it was that big of a deal. So this was recorded by Queen City News reporter Joey Ellis. But the person who is most mad about this is not Dan Hurley. It is UConn SID Bobby Mullen. He is going viral for handling this like a complete psycho. What did he do? Well, Hurley, after leaving the arena, after UConn had lost and said all of those things, that video was caught by UConn Director of Communication, Bobby Mullen, who went up to the man who recorded the video, Joey Ellis, right after he had posted it, and said he would ruin his life if the video wasn't taken down. Okay. Bobby Mullen went further, going to put a statement up on social media about this. Here's what he said. The lasting image of Coach Hurley leaving the court should have been his walking off the court arm in arm with his seniors, overwhelmed with emotion. Instead, a reporter who was in an area he should not have been recorded on his cell phone a private conversation made to members of another coaching staff. Okay. Well, that's not what it's going to be now.
Well, it's also like that wasn't a private conversation.
No, it
like that just
public.
Very clear. That was him yelling while he's walking off the court.
Right, Sean. Go into the locker room if you're going to make it private.
Or pull one of the. If you're really worried about. Also, what you're defending is him saying that the refs bleeped us, and I hope they don't do that to you guys, Baylor. So he should have walked over, pulled Baylor coaches aside, and been like, hey, guys, I hope they don't bleep you like they bleeped us. Which, by the way, they didn't bleep you, Danny Hurley.
No, they didn't. And here's the thing, Sean.
Also, there's two different ref crews for the two different games.
Oh, so it wasn't the same.
Yeah, one. It's not a high school basketball tournament where they make the ref back-to-back games.
Oh, that would be rough. You're probably getting paid hourly.
Of course they have different refs.
So the new ref crew checks in. Dan Hurley says this on the way out, and he says it loudly because he wants people to hear it. That's who Dan Hurley is. Dan Hurley doesn't care about this. It's very bizarre that Bobby Mullen was such a psycho about this. Bobby Mullen also posted on social media, PR man yells at reporter, news at 11, as if, like, that's normal. No, saying you're going to ruin someone's life, that's where we throw hands. I so badly, Sean, want one of the people in town, specifically someone who is no longer here, I would have loved if that fatty boombatty came at me with this energy. I would have loved to let loose the nuclear rage that sometimes it's carrying in my mind. I want this smoke so bad. Especially, I look at this guy. I could take him. I could take this guy. I have a journalism degree, continued this statement that he deleted, and I know the difference between seeking out gotcha moments. Dan Hurley just yelled at after losing. This was not gotcha. Everyone else could see this. Everyone has phones, Bobbo. My temper flared a bit. Oh, you think it flared? In a moment of weakness after a loss. The journalists I work with regularly would vouch for me. Well, none of the journalists here did. F UConn as a school, a record label, and as an MFN crew. This guy sucks. As does that school. As does stores. As does the state of Connecticut. F them!
A little bit of a Streisand effect on this.
For sure.
Because I don't really think people, like, cared that much. Because this is what Dan Hurley does.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't... Like
getting mad at the refs. No one is mad about this. The only person that is weirdly mad about this is Bobby Mullen, the SID for UConn.
Yeah, this is like, I saw this video on Saturday. I was just like, yeah, or Sunday, whichever day it was. And I was like, yeah, that's what Bobby Hurley does after he loses. He yells at people.
We just shrug. So I don't know if this report's real. This is from @RealRobReinhardt, who is a Marine Corps vet that covers all sports for the Herald, an Auburn alum. Again, I'm taking this with a grain of salt because this seems so far-fetched, and everything's fake on the internet now. I don't know. But the NCAA and Raleigh police have launched an investigation into UConn's athletic department. After that, that's got to be fake, right? There's no way that the Raleigh police are going to be looking into
this threat. Well, I don't know. Well,
how
is he going to ruin his life?
That's true.
Was he going to bomb his house? We don't know.
Bomb his house physically? Or would it have been something?
Tanya Harding him?
Ooh, crowbar to the leg. Bam! Yeah. Honestly.
Good luck covering the Charlotte Hornets. Which, by the way, this guy's a Charlotte reporter. I don't know why UConn thinks they can ruin this guy's life.
It is a really random one. God, I hate the worst people in sports are people who work at a dominant college program in a small market. Jim Boeheim. It's stuff like that. People who think that they are completely untouchable because they are, who then find out in the real world, that's not how things work. Very fun story coming out of the NCAA tournament. Maryland beat Colorado State in the one buzzer beater of the tournament. The guy who hit said buzzer beater, he seems like a delightful fellow. His name is Derek Queen. Here's what he had to say about Maryland's coach, Kevin Willard, who might be on to greener pastures after this Sweet 16, since Maryland's apparently a bunch of whores.
Willard's someone who basketball players listen to, and what has he meant to you guys in the short time he's been with you?
First, he do pay us the money. And then so we got to listen to him, and we all trust him because he's like a player coach. And then he want nothing but the best for us, and he just he coaches hard. He talked to us other than basketball. He's just always there and just want us to win.
People are still laughing at that. The media laugh. Something else there. I mean, pass on the money. It's chuckle worthy.
Yeah, you think this guy's LeBron?
Like, right.
I get he just made the game winner, but people are dying laughing.
Yeah, it was a bit of a guffaw. By the way, he traveled. Clearly traveled. He traveled. Shouldn't we be allowed to point that out without being shamed? This is one of the rare times where I actually disagree with Charles Barkley, who went on a funny rant about everyone who's calling out Derek Queen's travel, which was clearly a travel.
One-on-one, that's what you do at the end of the
game. You know
why
I'm mad. Because y'all giving in.
Why are you mad?
People on the internet, they all live with the parent. They don't have a job. They're sitting around in their drawers.
That's a blanket statement, isn't it, Charles?
Yes, it is. Because, Clark, there's two type of people in the world. Those people who do, and those people who talk about people who do.
Okay. Wait,
and those are people who live with their parents, and they just sit down there eating bonbons. And
wait, you know what I think happened? Jay, how long you been upstairs in that dark room?
You mean just this week?
Yeah, I think it was Gene. He's different people on the internet.
Get me out.
He's like, get him back. It was you, Gene.
I need a card.
He's like Gene 101, Gene 102, Gene 103.
Hey, you know, the thing that annoys me about while we've been having this conversation, that wasn't even like that wasn't even close. I'm like, who's traveling? What are y'all talking about?
Yeah, he traveled. Charles, always taken with a grain of salt, the college basketball insight there. And listen, as someone who was once robbed of my one and only buzzer beater in fourth grade because I traveled on it, I will never forget this. Like, I'm still upset about it because I'm not convinced that I traveled. Also, I was in fourth grade. How much of a travel could it really have been? If they're letting this slide at the NCAA level, they should have let my game-winning three in a fourth-grade in a fourth-grade organized basketball game, they should have let my shot count. Yeah, I made it about me.
Is that what this is? It's just like,
yes.
Derek Queen doesn't get a game-winner because you didn't?
I didn't get a game-winner. Why does Derek Queen get a game-winner?
25 years ago?
Longer than that. Probably 30.
No.
27. Maybe 27.
Yeah, you're 10 years old, right?
Yeah, 1998. Yeah. Yeah, I still haven't let it go. I remember very obscure moments from my sports playing career. I remember all of that, including random moments.
In 1998, that might have been a travel. it's just not a travel.
You know what? That's a fair point. UCLA lost, and Mick Cronin was asked, hey, what's next for you, buddy? Head coach of UCLA, and he wasn't feeling it.
Do you start looking forward rather than backward?
Right now, guys, it's 12:40 a.m., and our season just ended. That's it. You're going to ask me about next year? Right now, my biggest concern is how bad the seats are on the Allegiant flight on that terrible plane that we're going to have to fly home tomorrow.
The school bus.
The cheese. The plain version of the cheese.
Hang in there.
And is there any chance that Doug got me some hot food because I don't eat on game day, that I got something edible? Not next year. Not right now, guys.
It's been a rough year for UCLA as they adjust to being on a Big Ten schedule. So I don't blame Mick Cronin for being annoyed that he's going to fly back on a Legion airline. Where did they play, Sean? In their season-ending loss? Probably far away.
I think they're in Kentucky, maybe?
Oh, damn. So that's at least
played in either Eastern or Central time zone, and they're the latest game on Saturday for some reason. But yeah, so that's probably why he was upset, and it was another cross-country flight for him. Mm. Also, if he doesn't eat on game days and it's 12:45, like, no wonder he's in a bad mood.
Someone get him a hot meal.
Yeah, please.
There should be available to him from the NCAA.
He should be on the podium with chicken nuggets or something. Yeah. Like just heat him up something to have.
Some Chef Boyardee, something easy. Just have it in your pocket.
Alphabet soup as he's complaining about the refs.
Uncrustable, although that's not a hot meal.
No, it has to be hot meal. That's what he wants.
Hot meal only. In case you missed it, continues. Hey, remember when head coach of Norfolk State, Robert Jones, said that, hey, Florida shouldn't be 30-point favorites against us? Well, Florida only beat Norfolk State by 26 points, which led to Robert Jones delivering this zinger.
Well, first thing I'll say, I told you we wasn't a 30-point underdog. Damn, nobody laughed at that, huh? But
they should have. That was kind of funny.
That was actually funny. And I think, was that on this show that we talked about, like, how hilarious it is that he was, like, puffing his chest out?
Yes.
Even though he's going up against the best team in the country.
Well, we shouldn't be 30-point dogs. It's and, like, well, you're calling attention to yourself. Yeah. But, hey, they covered the spread.
They were 30-point underdog. They lost by, like, what, 26? 28? Yeah. It was pretty close.
I hope someone bet on the game for Robert Jones, obviously.
Oh, someone definitely did. Illegal. If you're a Norfolk State alum or something, you're like, hey, if coach thinks that we cover the spread, I think we cover the spread. And then you're terrified for 2 hours.
We got you. We got you, coach.
That, again, compare the lack of courtesy media laughs on that one versus Derek Queen, who people were falling out of their chairs laughing at him saying that Kevin Willard pays us. That's why we listen to him.
Mm.
Just no respect for, who's this guy? Robert Jones.
None for Robert Jones. It was funny.
As I don't know his name.
Yeah, I mean, I don't either.
Yeah, give him a chuckle. Come on.
He's going back to being forgotten. But hey listen, they made the NCAA tournament. It was a fun ride.
That's all the NCAA tournament is. It's just like, I learned Robert Jones' name for 72 hours.
Who's the coach of Liberty with the hair?
No idea, but I know what his hair looks
exactly.
like.
Exactly. That's what we're going to remember him for. Hair guy at Liberty. Yeah. One last story, and in case you missed it, things you might have missed over the weekend in sports. Tiger Woods is dating Vanessa Trump, who is not a Trump by blood, but is a Trump by, I used to be married to Donald Jr. I think she has 3, 4, 5 kids with him. Not 100% sure what the number is. But apparently, Tiger Woods' kid and Vanessa Trump's kid go to the same school. Maybe they met in the carpool lane. Wow, make out city. Tiger Woods posted, so this is official. He hard launched this. A caption featuring a couple of pictures of the two. Love is in the air. And life is better with you by my side! Exclamation point. We look forward to our journey through life together. At this time, we would appreciate privacy for all those close to our hearts. I kind of get why he posted that caption, because everyone's been speculating about him dating Vanessa Trump for a couple of weeks. But, hey, you just posted about it on social media.
Yeah, and then saying, respect our privacy. And there's a lot of people like me who not up to date on Tiger Woods' love life. And so I was like, wait, what is going on?
I don't want to respect his privacy. I just want to know, why is Vanessa Trump's last name still Trump?
That too.
I guess it is a pretty cool last name to have going forward, but
probably helps with I don't know. Does she have a book? Like, probably helps if you're like selling a book or going on speaking tours.
Right, exactly. I mean, it could hurt you. I mean, like, say she has like a Tesla or something like that. Like, ooh,
yeah,
might get destroyed. But yeah, it's interesting that she's kept the last name. Anyway, guys, that's in case you missed it. Anything you might have missed in the weekend of sports with the first and second round of the NCAA tournament in the books. Speaking of the NCAA tournament, Cougs house? More like screwed house. You will find out how the Houston Cougars have been compared to every other team in the NCAA tournament, bleeped by the NCAA. Next, stay put.
ESPN 97.5.
It's the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Cam Smith should be on the Astros opening day roster. I am basing it entirely off of the triple he had in his first at bat at Daikin Park yesterday. I just want it to happen. If you've got an actual counter-argument against me, a sensical one, it better be good, because it's going to be hard to call off the big dog right here. And yeah, we're going to call ourselves the big dog going forward. You know, there's other shows in town that have given themselves nicknames. And as someone who has given myself nicknames twice in my life, one, Slash, because I thought Cordell Stewart was cool back in 1997. The other, the PG Train, because I was obsessed with the video game Gears of War, and I thought Coltrane was awesome, and decided to give myself a nickname, the PG Train, despite being, as a high school football senior, 5'11", 145 pounds. Despite that, I still called myself a train. Woo woo! And now we're calling me the big dog. It's the big dog, Paul Gallant. He's got the dog takes that you really want to hear. What time is it? Game time. What time is it? Game time. Any dogs in the house?
That's funny if it's the big dog.
Yeah, he's just got a higher voice than most dogs that you'd expect. Like a husky. Anyway, it's the big dog. Big Dog Radio here. Actually, just the Paul Gallant show. Our beloved Cougs are taking on Purdue Friday night. You might notice that Purdue is a school that plays in Indiana, and the Cougs are playing them at Lucas Oil Field in the godforsaken city known as Indianapolis. John Rothstein is a basketball reporter for CBS Sports, and he put this video out yesterday. The Cougs are kind of getting shafted. And I get that you can't determine how the tournament plays out before things actually tip off. But it does suck that the Cougs, being the one seed in the Midwest region, are going to have to deal with this regardless of outcome this coming weekend in the third and fourth rounds of the tournament.
Well, the Cougars are not protected geographically. Houston will play Purdue later this week on Friday at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, which is just 69 miles away from the Boilers campus. 69 miles away from Mackey Arena. So Houston is playing a pseudo road game to get to the Elite Eight. And then if the Cougars win that game, Houston will play the winner of Kentucky against Tennessee. I went over the mileage earlier. Kentucky and Rupp Arena are 188 miles away from Lucas Oil Stadium. Thompson Bowling Arena, where Tennessee plays its home games, is just 359 miles away from Lucas Oil Stadium. And then Houston, the quote-unquote number one seed in that region, is 1,015 miles away from Lucas Oil Stadium.
Mount on! Now, I mean, you got to fly that. That's tough. I mean, you could drive if you want. You could drive all the way from Houston up to Indianapolis. That's probably not a very fun drive. But
you'd have to leave today, I think.
Right?
They play Friday.
You'd have time. I mean, I bet you could make that drive. I bet Houston to Indianapolis is probably a 12 to 15 hour drive, just a rough ballpark. Could be wrong on that front.
Let's see. Ba-ba-ba. 15:38.
Okay, so I was kind of close.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're driving with me, who once drove from Eugene, Oregon to Bakersfield, California in one day, if you're driving with me, I did that in a Nissan Sentra, too. Mm-hmm. Then I had to replace the transmission, which was luckily still under warranty as soon as I got to Houston. Didn't really last. Generally frowned upon driving in a car like that, I don't know, 80 miles per hour for 14 hours. But hey, that's not the point here. That's a tough, tough trip for the Cougs, and it's going to be an easy trip for every fan base. Maybe a little more difficult for Tennessee. 360 miles, I mean, that's a 6 to 7 hour drive, I'm assuming.
Yeah, but that's also from Knoxville,
right?
Where that's kind of a place where I assume that most Tennessee fans are in Nashville or in a different city.
So it's a little bit closer.
Yeah, that's just what I would assume is that it's same with Kentucky. Like, these fans aren't from the college. You know, like if we're, I guess it depends on what we're complaining about. Are you complaining about the travel for the players, or is it the travel for the fans?
The fans, I think, more than
yeah. Anything. So then it's easier for the fan bases too, because you imagine that they're not all living in these college towns still, especially like Kentucky, who's like the biggest one of the biggest brands in college basketball.
Kentucky will probably, yeah, there's probably people living in Indianapolis that are actually Kentucky
yeah,
fans.
Yeah.
So this should be pretty easy for a lot of them. So, yeah, that's something else the Cougs are going to have to overcome. But, guys, this is the year. If it's ever going to happen, this is the year. And Kelvin Sampson ain't no chump. He's not hiding from a challenge. When asked about UH having to play Purdue in Indiana in just two marches after the Cougs, also a one seed, had to play Auburn in Alabama. Quote, I'm not the person to ask about that. I didn't make the rules. I don't talk to my team about that stuff. We're playing a really good team in Purdue. They'd be tough to beat no matter where we're playing them. Just have a tremendous challenge in front of us. We're going to focus on doing that the best we can. We play a really good team Friday night. Those are the things we can control, and that's what I'll focus on. Good job. That's all you can do. Control what you can control. Meanwhile, we will bitch about the Cougs having to travel far despite being a one seed. It is kind of bizarre that the 2 seed, 3 seed, and 4 seed in this region, which I'd imagine the NCAA thought there was a pretty good chance of all four of these teams advancing.
I mean, it's literally chalk.
Right. I would think that, I mean, maybe the NCAA no longer expects chalk, and they were expecting at least one of these teams to potentially go down.
Wrong tournament to expect that for.
By far the wrong tournament. Right, Sean. So maybe that's what they were thinking when they put this thing together. But yeah, the Cougs are getting shafted here. They're still going to overcome it. It's going to be fine. Sean Mapes behind the glass. I'm Paul Gallant. It's the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5, 92.5. You got a legit reason to keep Cam Smith off the Astros opening day roster. Hit us. And what would it take with CJ Stroud for us, for we who follow the Houston Texans, to start doing this again? What's this? You'll find out on the other side. Stay put.
ESPN 97.5.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.